Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion survey. Are you a resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion?
Oh my God, that question my husband can answer better, but now I don't know how to answer it myself.
So, could be the economy, taxes, education, healthcare, environment.
My husband always come by the economic, how things got very expensive and gas on low, that economic wise. And the health wise, that's true.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
Can you repeat the question? Global?
Yep, the pressing global environmental issue could be climate change, global warming, water pollution, air pollution.
I would say the air pollution.
Thank you so much. And using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries, starting with the forest products? Would you say that it's
fair?
Fair. Okay. And what about agriculture and farming?
Well, can you repeat that one, please? Mm-hmm. My child.
Yeah, the agriculture and farming is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
And I will say good, but
good.
Not
okay.
Excellent. Yeah.
What about medical manufacturing?
I will give it good too.
And electric utility?
A facility?
Yes.
I would say good.
Okay. What about mining?
Fair.
Okay. And the last one, refining.
I would say good.
Thank you so much. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? It's starting with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair. I would say fair. That's because I was such a judge. Okay. I would say fair.
And what about the forest and timber industries? Would you say excellent,
good,
fair, or poor? Good. Thank you. What about the U.S. Forest Service?
I'll say excellent.
Oh, okay. And what about the county lawn department?
Good.
And the environmental groups in Minnesota? It is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'll say good.
Thank you so much. And how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Significant.
Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other woods. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say is more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Few.
Thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than 1970s? Would you say more, fewer, or about the same?
More.
Okay. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
Maybe, yes.
Okay. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting environment or not? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
I would say not.
Not. Okay, thank you so much. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate lands primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Would you say yes or no? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial woods from Minnesota forest for use of biofuels or
yes.
to generate? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota forest for use as biofuels to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota forest products industry?
No.
No, okay. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
Monitor process?
Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
No, okay. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, or a minor component of the Minnesota state economy?
I do believe it is state economic.
Okay.
Yeah. I do believe it.
Okay. Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficult hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Would you support
yes.
or oppose?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. And we're almost there. Thank you so much for your time. I am going to list several components of the program. And after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. To create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills, would you support or oppose?
Yes, support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry, to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support or oppose?
Oppose. Support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household as a statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Education?
Yes.
I have finished high school and I went to college. Yeah.
Thank
but
you.
I have gone
and what
high
is
school.
Your age?
I am 35.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe the community you live in? It is a large city, suburban, a small town, farm or rural or other?
Large people.
Thank you. What is your annual household income after taxes? Just an estimate, it is okay.
5,000.
Thank you so much. Do you consider your political views to be liberal or progressive, moderate, conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you. In which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? In manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government?
Medical.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or female or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye.